It is time for the Local Hero Report with Phil Korman, the Executive Director for CESA, the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. And our guest today is Jeff Bedeen, General Manager of the Greenfield Farmers Cooperative Exchange. Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. So, Jeff, you've been doing this for quite a while now.
I've been at Greenfield Farmers Co-op for 11 years.
Things have changed dramatically over the years, have they not?
Yeah, Greenfield Farmers Co-op started in 1918, and it was to help local farmers get a better price on feed. The first rail car of feed they bought saved them enough money to buy the second rail car. And then it's evolved into the store on High Street in Greenfield.
This is one of the oldest farmers co-ops around.
Yes, it is. It's the oldest one in Western Mass.
Yeah, in 3 years, you'll have your 100th anniversary.
Yeah, we're starting to plan the celebration for that.
Pretty good.
It's on High Street in Greenfield, which is near the hospital in Greenfield, right down the road. Our name doesn't tell everything that we do. Mm-hmm. When we sell pet food, pet supplies, lawn and garden supplies. We have the largest selection of vegetable seeds in Franklin County, and I believe in Hampshire County, and we do special orders for that. We also have farm hardware and nursery products, and we sell a lot of local plants, locally grown plants in our nursery.
And do you also have items that the farmers who belong to the cooperative are selling through the cooperative exchange?
Yes, we sell local products like asparagus, blueberries, strawberries when they're in season. We have maple syrup and honey that are from local farmers, and we do sell eggs, milk, and cheese that come from local farmers also.
When you talk about hardware, farm hardware, what are some of the things that people can always count on that you're going to have, and what are some of those things that move very well?
It would be like chain that you would use maybe for logging on your property, heavy-duty hinges to hang gates or barn doors, barn door hardware, not cabinet stuff for your kitchen.
So if I'm just a gardener, not a farmer, since there's a lot of gardeners who like to think of themselves as would-be farmers. So you have all these plant starts and you have the seeds. Anything else that I can be looking towards the cooperative that I can be buying from you?
Well, we'd have pots if you want to pot up your plants. We have organic and conventional insecticides, herbicides, fertilizers, both organic and conventional, potting soil.
Jeff Bedeen is our guest today from the Greenfield Farmers Cooperative Exchange. I know you travel around the valley frequently. Are you always checking in with places, with stores, retailers and stuff to see what's going on, keep up with the trends?
Yeah, whenever I'm out and about, if I go shopping, say with my wife, I'm checking out whatever store it is just to see if they have any good ideas, and then we bring it back to Greenfield Farmers if it fits for us. There's really good retailers out there. We'll use what they do well in our store.
Now, this isn't a private club or anything. Talk about a farmers exchange. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a member or things like that, right?
No, we're open to the public, and our members get special discounts, pricing because they're members. But we are open to the public. Anybody can shop at the co-op.
Now, do you connect with other co-ops around the area?
Yeah, there's another co-op in Hardwick that's very similar to us, and we get together, share ideas, because maybe they've solved the problem that I have. And we do work with Agrimark Farm Co-op, which is a milk co-op in West Springfield, and they use our building as a meeting space or for delivery of products to their members. We do work with the local food co-ops in meetings, get-togethers, talk about issues, say like healthcare, what is each co-op doing about it, and share an idea so maybe somebody already has a solution that we can use.
Jeff, I would imagine that, you know, there might be two trends happening. One is the overwhelming trend sometimes that you have these large national retail chains that can come into an area, underprice, and take even a loss at times at a particular store until they can drive out the competition, and then they'll raise up prices. And then sort of the countervalence of more people caring more about where they shop and what they buy because they realize it affects their neighbors who are farmers and also the local community economy. So how's both those trends been hitting the cooperative exchange?
It definitely has an impact on us, but I think in a positive way. I think of when a big box store opened up in Greenfield, our sales actually increased. They brought people into the area. The local people working there sent them to us because they didn't have something. Most of the people in the valley understand if they buy local, it helps out their community as opposed to buying from a big box store.
A typical day at the Farmers Cooperative Exchange, is this like a hot stove league? Do farmers come in, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and then start telling stories? How does it work?
In the old days, probably around the coal stove, and there might have been something in the coffee. But yes, that does happen. They'll get together. They'll talk. There's a lot of visiting that goes on at the co-op. I encourage it that my employees visit with their customers, get to know them, know what issues they're having at the farm. And we're pretty good at it. I mean, we're social animals. We enjoy it. I have one customer who makes homemade sauerkraut, and he keeps me in supply. So those kind of perks you get working at a co-op.
Homemade sauerkraut. That'll do the trick.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, what are your hopes? Like, if I asked you, where do you think the co-op exchange could be in 10 years from now? What sort of rolls off your tongue?
Well, we have to pay attention to the times. Organic solutions to problems at people's homes and farms. We have to pay attention to that and keep growing that business because our customers are asking for it. Our toughest competitors right now are online because folks can shop at home. So we have to pay attention to how we can add value.
And there's no hot stove league online. We're crying out loud. What's your background?
My grandfather and father worked for a company called Agway,
Sure. Which
we do sell Agway products at Greenfield Farmers Co-op. I actually have a teaching degree. We have 9 board of directors at Greenfield Farmers. The best part about that is they're all small business owners that happen to be farmers. They're very practical. Better than working for a big corporation where there's somebody on up the line that has a goal and they want to meet that goal and then they involve other people. We're all in it together. They're very involved in what we do at the co-op and want it to succeed, want me to succeed. So it's actually very enjoyable and rewarding to work for that board of directors.
This has been our Local Hero Report with Phil Corman, the Executive Director for the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. And our guest today was the General Manager of the Greenfield Farmers Cooperative Exchange, Jeff Bedeen. What's the best way for listeners to get in touch with you?
We do have a website. If you just Google Greenfield Farmers Co-op.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks so much.